Hey, what I want to talk about today are cups. I brought a few here from out there. It's always interesting, the Lord's timing. I didn't have to go upstairs and dig some out. They were right there. You notice that they're different, distinctive. You might call them mugs, coffee cups. They come in all different shapes and sizes and colors. This one, I think you got to be careful of, because if you tip it a little bit too much, it's all going to come out. I like this one, though. I'm very much tempted to... I know. But as you can see, it's heart-shaped. And it says, forever yours. Well, that applies to me and my wife. I told her when I showed this to her, but it also applies... our relationship with the Lord. We are forever His. We belong to Him. But that's not the point of the message today. Although I could go on about a lot of different things about coffee cups or mugs. But it's a little different. And for that I have a slideshow. And with Donna's assistance, we'll go through this. Be just a second. The wisdom in hot chocolate. Now, I realize that we're in the middle of summer, and not too many of us drink hot chocolate during the summer. But we do drink hot coffee, though, don't we? Some of us, during the summer months. But in any event, this applies to any time of the year. Okay. A group of graduates, well-established in their careers, were discussing their lives at a class reunion. They decided to go visit their old university professor, now retired, who was always an inspiration to them. So that's a good thing, right? A little reunion, talk about old times. Okay. During their visit, the conversation turned to complaints about stress in their work, lives, and relationships. I think we can all relate to that. Right, Mary? We all have it. We all have to deal with it. Okay. Offering his guests hot chocolate, the professor went into the kitchen and returned with a large pot of hot chocolate and an assortment of cups. Some cups were porcelain, glass, crystal, some plain looking, some expensive, some exquisite. He invited each to help themselves to the hot chocolate. Boy, he must have had some collection of cups, I tell you, for all these different types. When they all had a cup of hot chocolate in hand, the professor shared his thoughts. And here's where the wisdom comes in. Notice that all the nice-looking, expensive cups were taken, leaving behind the plain and cheap ones. How many of us would do the same thing, right? Oh, I like this beautiful, I'm going to use that one, or this nice crystal one, or whatever. We have a tendency, don't we, to go for the best? Human nature. While it is normal for you to want only the best for yourselves, that is the source of your problems and stress. I'm sure that's very true. The cup that you are drinking from adds nothing to the quality of the hot chocolate. In most cases, it is just more expensive, and in some cases, even hides what we drink. You can't see what's in the cup. Although I remember a guy I used to work with, he had this glass coffee mug that he used to drink from. I could see exactly what was in it. But mostly, you can't see what's in it. And it's true. What does the cup add to the quality of the hot chocolate that you're drinking? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's the chocolate you want, right? Okay. Wow. What each of you really wanted was hot chocolate. You did not want the cup, but you consciously went for the best cups. And that's true. Same way out here when we go for refreshments. You want the coffee. or maybe water, whatever. It's not that you want the cup that holds it. You want what's in it, right? That's the important thing. Okay. And soon you began to eye one another's cups. Okay. Now, friends, please consider this. Okay. Life is the hot chocolate. Your job, money, and position in society are the cups. Life is the hot chocolate. What's in the cup is what's important, right? Suppose you didn't have a choice as to the cup. Maybe it was all the same. Cheap styrofoam cups. Does that matter to you? If what you really want is what you're putting in the cup, right? Life is the hot chocolate. They are just tools to hold and contain life. All the things, money, position in society, whatever. They're just tools to hold and contain life. Okay. The cup you have does not define, nor does it change the quality of life you are living. How much money you have, your position in society, your position at your job, position in this church. It really doesn't affect or should not affect the quality of the life that you live. Some of the poorest people are the happiest. Some of the richest people are the most miserable. Do you ever think about that? See? It's true. The things you have, position, money, whatever, doesn't really add much to the quality of your life. Yeah, you may have more stuff. You may be able to go to more different places, fancier restaurants or whatever. But does that really make the quality of your life better? Not really, if you really dig down and think about it. Okay. Sometimes by concentrating only on the cup, we fail to enjoy the hot chocolate God has provided us. Remember, life is the hot chocolate. By concentrating on everything else, okay, we miss out on what God has provided for us in terms of our life. Always remember this. God brews the hot chocolate. He does not choose the cup. I like that. Of course, for us, Dale brews the coffee. But we're not going to compare him to God, are we? That's okay. The happiest people don't have the best of everything. They can go to sleep peacefully. They don't worry about their position in life or the amount of money that they have. They focus on the more important things, the life that they're living, whether they're enjoying what God gave them. And that's what's important to them. They're the happiest people. Okay. They just make the best of everything that they have. This child certainly did. And that's the key to it. You make the best out of everything you have, whatever God has given you, just make the best of it. Don't worry about how much you have compared to anybody else, or what you had before, or striving to gain more. Be content. Scripture tells us to be content with what we have. God has provided all our needs, has given us everything that we need, and at times blesses us beyond. He doesn't always give us what we want, because sometimes the things we want will hinder our relationship with Him or relationship with others. We think we want something, or we think we need something, but it's really a want. And God says, you have me. What more do you need? Right? What more do you need than God? So live simply, love generously, care deeply, speak kindly. That's the secret to a happy life. Is that the last one? Oh, okay. Leave the rest to God. And remember, the richest person is not the one who has the most, but the one who needs the least. Too many people in the world want to be the one that has the most. And because of that, they think they need more and more and more and more. But the richest person is the one that needs the least. If you're content with what you have and what God has given you, you don't need anything else. You're rich. You're content. You can go to sleep at night and get a restful, peaceful night's sleep without the worries that a lot of other people struggle with. Worrying who's after their money, who's after their position at work, who's undermining them, who's talking behind their backs. That's not the kind of life that I want to lead, that's for sure. We just need to be content with what God has given us. But remember, the hot chocolate that's in the cup is representative of our life. And in a very real sense, you are the cups. You're all different. You come in different sizes, shapes, colors, everything, see? Like these. You're all different. But it's what is put into the cup, what is put into you that is important. And God has put his life into you. Remember, the hot chocolate is life, according to our little slideshow here. And if you indeed are the cups, God has placed his life in you. The moment you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he came to live within you. His Holy Spirit lives within you. His life is in you. And that's the most important thing. You are the cups. You hold that life. There's a couple of scriptures that I have that talk about this. All familiar from Psalm 23. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup, you, runs over. Runs over with what? With God's life. That's the way God wants it to be. He wants you, the cup, to run over, overflow with his life, filled beyond the brim. Not just filled to the brim, but to be so filled with his life that it overflows to others around you. God has designed you for that. He wants to fill you completely and cause you to overflow. And the other scripture I have is from John chapter 10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Jesus came that you may have life to fill your cup and that you may have it more abundantly. And having it more abundantly speaks like Psalm 23 does, that your cup runs over. That's the abundant life. You are filled to overflowing with the life of God, such that you can't contain it, even if you wanted to. It just flows out of you, touching others and blessing others. That's the kind of life that God wants in you, in each one of you. So remember, you're the cup. What you contain is the life of God within you. And he has designed you for that purpose and to overflow with that life. So next time, You go to grab a cup of coffee or hot chocolate or whatever, like after the service, for example, and you go in there to get a cup of Dale's Delicious Coffee, and you pick up a cup. Remember, that's representative of you. And God is in the process of continually filling you more and more and more till it reaches the brim and then it begins to overflow. That's the rich life, the abundant life that God has for each one of you. Remember that. You're the cups. But you're precious. Each one of you is a precious cup. It doesn't matter whether you're glass, crystal, ceramic, plastic, whatever. It doesn't matter if you're old and worn and beaten up a little bit or looking brand new even. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you have the life of God in you. We're all different. That's by design as well. God likes variety. I came to realize that a long time ago. That's why he's made us all different. But the life that is within each one of us is identical. It's the same. It empowers us, strengthens us, gives us a quality of life that those in the world long for and that they can't seem to find it because they're looking in the wrong places. But you have it. And when it overflows, they'll see it. They'll be drawn to you. So, cups, be filled. Overflow with the life and love of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for making us cups. Thank you for filling us with your Holy Spirit and with your life, giving us that divine nature, Lord, that we will live forever, eternal life with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing us, even though we don't deserve it. Thank you for giving us your life. We praise you for it, Lord. How can we express it better? I don't know. All we can say is thank you. We appreciate you and all you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.